The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, is giving a speech this morning on housing affordability in which he will rule out any changes to negative gearing, arguing property investors are critical to the private rental market. But reports today suggest the Turnbull government is considering measures in the budget that could allow first home buyers to divert some of their superannuation savings towards a deposit to buy a home. It's an idea that's been floated in one form or another by several coalition backbenchers over the last 6 months or so, as well as by crossbench Senator Nick Xenophon in the past. But Saul Eslake, an independent economist and a long-time observer of the housing market, says allowing people to raid their super is a bad idea in any form. He's speaking with our business reporter, Michael Yander.
The history of the last 50 years shows that anything which allows people to spend more buying a home than they otherwise would, for example, in this case by getting access to greater levels of tax-preferred savings, ultimately results not in more people owning homes, but in homes becoming more expensive. That is, the benefits accrue primarily to those who already own homes rather than those who don't but would like to.
So you don't see any affordability benefit out of this at all for first-home buyers?
There may be benefits for a small number of people who are early to take advantage of a scheme like this, but just like first-time owner grants and stamp duty concessions have failed to lift the home ownership rate and have instead benefited those who've been selling properties rather than those seeking to buy them, this scheme is likewise likely to result in those who take advantage of it paying more for housing than they otherwise would, enriching the vendors of that housing rather than themselves. It will also, of course, mean that those people save less through superannuation over their working lives, and as a result, because of the impact of compound interest, will end up poorer in retirement than they otherwise would have been.
Now, one of the criticisms about superannuation, a lot of young people actually lose most of their super through fees and insurance charges anyway, so is it actually such a big dent to their retirement savings to let 20-somethings pull their money out of super?
Well, that's an argument for reform of the way superannuation itself works and is administered rather than a legitimate basis, I think, for suggesting that superannuation savings ought to be diverted into the property market, which is what this government's proposal is ultimately about.
So how do we improve the home ownership rate for young people?
Well, first of all, by reducing the competition which would-be first home buyers face from others who get their interest bills subsidised or who are in other ways advantaged by the tax system, particularly investors. We'll be reminded again later this morning when the housing finance figures are released by the ABS for February that when this series first started in the early 1990s, both first home buyers and investors accounted for 18% each of the total volume of lending for housing, with the other 64% going to existing owners who were trading up. But now the proportion of lending for housing that goes to first home buyers has fallen to less than 10%, while the proportion absorbed by investors has risen to over 45%, and in some months is approaching 50%, which is why APRA has been seeking to dampen down that area of demand for housing. There's a certain irony in the Treasurer on the one hand saying negative gearing is okay because lots of nurses, teachers and police do it, but in the very same speech bemoaning the fact that nurses and teachers in particular are unable to buy houses in the communities which they serve.
So you're basically saying that negative gearing and or capital gains tax changes are essential to improve housing affordability?
I believe they are an essential part of making housing more affordable for people who don't already own at least one property. They're not a magic bullet. The problem needs to be tackled on both fronts by boosting supply and by reducing or moderating some of the demand that comes from people who are competing with first home buyers to the latter's detriment.
Saul Eslake, an independent economist, Vice Chancellor, a fellow at the University of Tasmania, speaking with our business reporter, Michael Yander. And the Treasurer gives that speech today. He's not expected to outline that superannuation plan today, but it is outlined in The Australian.